really don't know where I'm going to start. At the beginning. Thank you, Lord. So what I can say this morning is this. Choose to be chosen. Ooh, hallelujah. Whoa. I want to just say thank you very much this morning for coming. And special for sending teams every year to us there. And each time we receive the teams, we just enjoy them very much. I don't know if they told you that they enjoy us also. But we enjoy them very much. So next year we will be expecting another team as well. And I want to say thank you for Pastor Jeff and Brent. Every year they come to us on the 4th of July. And it has been 5 years now. And it has been extremely amazing. We enjoy that very much. God is good. God is wonderful. And I just love him very much. Extremely good. So I've been coming here since 2001. And God is great God, and is wonderful God, and you guys are too serious. Hallelujah. It's almost like a drawing the spirit of seriousness. So, in Africa, we go to the bush to cut wood, and then so on. And I used to give them advice that when you go into the bush to cut the wood, you must not think of a snake. Once you begin thinking of a snake, it won't spend 5 minutes without seeing it. Because what you think and meditating on is what you draw into your life. So don't every day draw something that doesn't belong to you. Because the Bible says, therefore meditate on these things that are good, profitable, or something that is right for you. Many people struggle because of their imagination. Then they begin drawing sicknesses. God touches the board. Oh, I feel there is a lamp here. There's a lamp here. There is no lamp there. I feel there is a growth here. There is a growth here is coming out. Just a small sneezing. Oh, I feel like the flu is coming. We draw by our mind, by our imagination. I think it's better sometimes to sit down and think the goodnesses of the Lord. And when we begin thinking the goodnesses of the Lord, we activate those goodnesses of the Lord in the spirit, and then immediately we begin seeing the goodness after goodness after goodness. Whoa, that is good. That is wonderful. That is great. In Africa, we have a lot, especially in summer, now it's winter, and we have flies. Check on one fly when those flies that flies. And when the fly lands here, you look careful, you'll see the fly saying, it has been good, it will be good. It has been good, it will be good. Check careful, you will see that. And it makes like this. First the feet and then the hand. It has been good, it will be good. It has been good and flies. And if you want to catch the flies, don't catch from the front. Because when the fly want to fly, flies through the backwards. Scientist, leave it alone. So if you want to catch the flies, catch it from behind, because it will fly from behind anyway. You do it like you're pushing the flies. Anyway. So and we will read the scripture shortly. Please be patient. Be patient. This is the children of God, and we just have it to enjoy. And one day, the hyenas were starving. How we are starving? What are we going to do? Well, there is a herd of buffaloes this side. And when we go there, it's going to be so much difficult to catch these buffaloes. What are we going to do? The lions are on this side. Okay. The easiest way, let's go around, chase the buffalo from this side, and the buffaloes will go to the lions, and the lions will see the buffaloes, and they will kill, and then we will just enjoy the kill. Oh, great. So the hyenas goes around to chase the buffalo, but one thing that they forgot is to hide their children. Because when the buffalo start running on this side, they won't say excuse to these babies. They come and stepping on those babies, running and kill those babies going this way. So I want to say that you must not put trap on anybody. Because that trap that you put for other person, it will end up hurting yourself. Is this a holy night? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Spirit of God. So let's come back to the house. And I just want to activate something that I saw maybe 12 years back. And I just want to activate it. It was wonderful to see Harry Hattison. And where are you, Harry Hattison and Elizabeth? Somewhere down there. I was coming from Toronto. And then from Toronto, a pastor took me to their house. I slept there. I went upstairs. While I come in to prepare to sleep, a man just identical like him, I thought was his brother, and came in. It was a while back. And then this man took my hand, and there before there was a fire. Actually, the whole night, I didn't sleep because this man was burning my hand. I said, leave me. That was an encounter that I've never seen in my life. So from there, we make the story short, come back. I came all the way here at this house. It was on Friday afternoon. I met Brian that time and Jim Gall. We prayed some of the room. I don't know which rooms we prayed. And the power of God came in intense way. All things went out fine. Fast forward few years back, maybe 2 years, I came back to the house. So I was in the same this building, and what I saw on that day is all this around, going around all the way. There was a people, angels, all of them stretching their hand like this. And there was no gap between them. All the way around, I screamed, angels! And the people, everybody, just we are sitting like this. It was the form a tabernacle. They form a tabernacle. There was nowhere else in the world that I stood up and see the angel standing without making a gap, a space around. It was on this building. Thank you, Spirit of God. So you are sitting today, this day, on the angelic tabernacle. Shoo, my God. I'm saying this not just to encourage you to worship them, but I'm saying this so that you can have an idea of that you are not alone. Ooh. I believe that God wants to activate something here. Let's just turn to the Bible, then we'll make it official. So we officialize it. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angels of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. The angels of the Lord, they come to encamp special for those that fear him, and he delivers them. So I want just to tell each and every one today, ladies and gentlemen, there is encampment of angels for you. Let it be activated to your house. Let that encampment come to your house. Let the encampment come to your company, to your friend, to your school, to your hospital. Let there be encampment of angels. Wow, sha. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, King of Kings. We have a sister in our church. Her sister was involved in a car accident. And she bumps her head. Good news, the brain was not broken. They rush her to the hospital. When she arrived at the hospital, and they say she needs operation immediately. Otherwise, she is going to die. And then they call around to find out that the doctor that does that operation is in Cape Town. And it's 2 hours flight, is on holiday. They say, now what should we do? And so on. They are calling and so on. As they are doing, calling and worrying, a man already well-dressed rushed in. He said, oh, no, bring. The man took them to the theater. The man does all that operation, finish in perfect condition. So the next day, the president of the hospital want to find out who was the doctor was never found. Yay! 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 The stage where he have signed, the name doesn't exist. And the written is there. No, the doctors, they write the way they write. But this man was worse that nobody could read anyway. The lady is 100% perfect. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. So today is all about activating the ministering angels. Once they are activated, you're gonna see what you've never seen before. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hebrews 1:13-14 says, which one of the angels that God says sit on my right hand? Are they not all the ministering angels sent forth to minister to those that will inherit salvation? The angels are sent by God to go to minister the elected sons and daughters. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can go on sharing these stories how they ministered to my house, to my family. Another day, you know this story. Where we are living, northern Mozambique, 5 of us, myself, Tanken Frost, she's in Indiana, Brian from Seattle, his wife Ruth, we were on a mission trip out way in the north of Mozambique. We finished 3 weeks, we were driving, going back south to Maputo. And we say, tomorrow we're going to sleep in Beira. After tomorrow, we're going to sleep in Mashish. We were so much exhausted with the mission trip. And then so we took our journey 8 o'clock. By 11 o'clock, I look everybody in the car that were sleeping. Ruth was next to me. She was sleeping. Brian there at the corner was sleeping. Tanken there in front was sleeping. And Jose Lorino, the driver, was also sleeping. While I was watching that, if some figure, a person like a lady, very beautiful, all the ladies are beautiful, with a very long hair, very gold. I'm not saying you go to paint your hair goldish, but the hair was gold, and that person held the steering wheel. When I saw, I knew the word, today we are going to die and then I have to be clean. I started confessing my sin. Lord, I'm a sinner. Woo! When I finished confessing my sin, then I was a little bit holier. I shouted, what next, Lord? Everybody woke up. The person that was holding the steering wheel left, disappeared. And the person was wearing light green dress all the way to the feet. And very beautiful person. And the driver holded the steering wheel and say, I'm feeling so much sleepy. Anyone has a water? I want to wash my face. In my heart, I say, you've been sleeping the whole day. We stopped the car. We gave him water, he washed his face. After he finished washing his face, we started driving all the stations we thought that we are going to sleep. We never saw them. We were reaching our final destination in Maputo. The journey was supposed to be 3 days. We drove half a day without refilling anything. God! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Spirit of God. Hey! The ministering angel minister to us so that our journey could be smoother transit, 3 days to half a day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Spirit of God. So in a minute, I will say a little bit how to host the ministering angel. That is what we need so that we can activate it in the spirit. How to host them. Show God, you are so great. You are so wonderful. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. You split the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears are drowned, perfect love. You rescue me, stand and see. I am a child of God. So things will happen in the world. The struggles will come, but all this, it will be for the sons and daughters to be revealed. Yes. It will be how you react to it. It will be how you think about it. It will be how you meditating on it. Which angle are you coming from when you see the struggle? Which angle are you coming from when you see the problem? When you see the sickness, which angle are you coming from? Are you coming from the angle of sonship? Are you coming from the angle of the world? When you come from the angle of the world, you will criticize, you will kill, and you will judge all things of that. But when you come to the angle of sonship, you will pour love of God unconditionally. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were having a group supposed to have a conference in Nampula. Nampula now, the government are doing some of their stuff. They say we have to move our conference to way out in the bush. We prepare the tent, and that place, there was no even airport. The people, the pastors, has to work harder to clean the space for the aeroplane to land. And the work was done very nice, very smooth. Everything was so done very well. We started having that, the meeting. The local government with the local people, they say, we need three of your leaders to come to talk to us about this. Because we've never seen a missionary in our village. We've never seen the foreigners. But how the foreigners can get a large number like this? So me and four pastors, we are going there. As we were walking there in small house, and they were talking, there's some few elders, they are inside there of the town. As we are approaching, we saw that another guy just took the soil and threw it like this. And the soil became a bees. All this sky was black with the bees. The pastor, bees, bees, bees. Let's run, let's run. I look, I said, no way. The bees can come from that little house. These are not bees. Let's gather, let's gather, let's gather. I said, come here, we hold the hand and we began praying and rebuking. After 2 minutes, the bees became a dust. It's gone. Thank you, Lord. Believe in a supernatural God. Whoa. We enter there. As we are entering, they, instead of telling us what they want to say, they start apologizing. Oh, we are sorry, we are sorry, we are sorry. Ah, we are sorry. I know you can continue. We just needed to see you. We just needed to see you. So, okay, no, it's fine. Everything is okay. They say, yeah, it's fine, it's fine. Now we start walking. We went back to the conference. We are serving such a good God. Amazing God. Great God. When Jesus, the day of temptation, the devil tempt. The Bible says, end of the temptation, the angel of the Lord came to strengthen him. So my prayer is that end of your struggle, let the angel comes and strengthen your life. And again, when he was in Gethsemane, Father, I want this cup to be removed. Your will be done. Father, I want this cup to be removed. Your will be done. And at the end of that, the angel came again to strengthen him. We have to speak about this. Why? We have to activate it in the spirit. Yeah. When we speak them, we're activating them. That's good. That is wonderful. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm seeing something already right now. I'm seeing something already right now. You know what? It is the altar that cleanses the sacrifice. It's not the sacrifice that cleanses the altar. temple that cleanses the gold is not a gold that cleanses the temple. You have to get that. Whoa! Grace goes to the people that don't know what they are doing. One thing, I had this tremendous amount of vision, heavenly vision, many times. But one thing that I really notice of heaven is this. In heaven, there is intense harmony. There is no place on earth that has a harmony like in heaven. Everything is done in harmony. Just like this, when I saw those, all of them standing, stretching this, and built a tabernacle. There is no that, oh no, I've been doing this for a long time now. Maybe can we have a break on this? No. It's like a fish in ocean, a school of fish going like this, together like this. I don't know who commands them. In heaven is exactly that way. That I wonder the day of Pentecost when they all tune and engage the heavenly harmony, the Spirit of God came upon them. They were together in one accord. Ora sikiria shobaba. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for one accord in your house, one accord with your family, with your children, one accordness. One accord. Instead of pulling. Hey, you are not the days of Genesis 11. We are living the days of Acts 2. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yay. How much you want us to pay you in order for you to smile? Yeah, my smile is 10 US. Oh, give it a pat. Smile. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, please, we need help. And the problem that the people that doesn't smile and laugh, Lord, they sneeze, Lord. I said smile in order the sneeze to go away. So I have still to tell you how to host them. The first thing how to host the ministering angel is shifting of the mind. The Bible says repent. Why? When one person repents, thousands of angels in heaven rejoice. Why they rejoice? Because they find someone to minister to. Yeah. These are the words from Jesus himself. One person, when the mind is shifted, changing from being critical, from being judgmental, from being a doubtful, and say, no, I'm going to believe it is God. The angel say, yes, today we found one that we can protect. We found one that we can minister to. We found one that we can bring the provision. The angels cooks in heaven and brought the food to Elijah. Elijah was sleeping peaceful. And the angels come and say, Elijah, we have cooked for you. Wake up, eat and drink. The Elijah woke up, ate and drank. And then he sleep again. The angels say, we are not going to be tired on this. We're going to cook for you again. They cook again. They brought again the food. They say, Elijah, wake up, eat and drink, because this is for you. Your journey is going to be greater. Elijah woke up, ate, and drank. So, shifting of the mind is needed for all of us. Yeah. It's not about by doing. Don't take faith into the doing thing. Don't take faith into doing. When angel spoke to Mary, Mary, you are going to have a child. Mary didn't go around searching for the boys. Hey, boy, come here, I'm going to have you. Whoa, it's not on doing, it's not on striving, it's on believing. What you see is temporal. What you don't see is permanent. Therefore, walk by faith. Yes. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you are going to spend all your days and your time fishing on wrong side of the boat. While the school of fish is playing on your right side of the boat. You need Jesus to tell you the school of fish is on your right side. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Number two, we need to come to a place of prayer and worship. This is a very good place. If you want to host the ministering angel into your life, a place, a good place is, don't throw away your worship and prayer out of your mouth. Let the prayer and worship continue, because the prayer and worship draws a ministering angel to be closer and closer and closer. One day, we were just one Friday, something that we've never experienced before. We started praying. It was evening, 7 o'clock. When we say amen, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I'm going to the work. The people started running. We were living on the farm on that time. And we didn't know what had happened. It was, everything was done in 1 second. Nobody felt a length of a time. We began praying, open our eyes, it's now the next day. Hey! God, I don't know, it's almost like when Jesus took the group, walking with them for 3 days without knowing we are walking 3 days. Things of God don't put in your memory. Take it spirit to spirit, because it has to be a will within the will. Everything is going to be so much smooth and perfect. But when you take the things of God mind to mind, it's going to be too much difficult. I found a struggle now because English I was given by God, supernatural, instantly. But that time, the day I received it, I didn't have any struggle. Why? Because I didn't put my mind. I was just speaking, and it was so much nice. Few days I have to put my mind now to see, oh, is it in the past or in the present or in the future? And how is it in plural and singular? And then it, became such too much difficult. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't put your logical mind in the supernatural things of God. Drop it and keep on walking. Ha! Whoa, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You guys, you are so blessed in US. Nice music. nice music, and if I can just put music day and night and play and have a fun time. Nice food in the US, nice fridges, nice car aircon, everything is nice, and the breeze is coming, anything is good, blessed, sitting in the cushions and so on. The music, yeah, I'm free, and all kind of that stuff. Enjoy life. Learn to enjoy life in its maximum. Once again, we find someone too frustrated in the US, we're going to arrest him. Why living in such abundance of blessing and still being frustrated? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus. We are serving such a good God. Amazing God. Great God. Once you take him into your sight, everything will be wonderful. And yet, I've seen something this year that most of stuff comes in waves. Most of stuff comes in what? In waves. And personally, I saw someone to rise. My last experience is last year, October 20th, when the boy drowned and died in the swimming pool. Prayed for, came back to life. But in January, I saw something strange. A lady called, the baby that was 27 weeks in the womb died. We pray for the baby, and the baby is alive, was born in perfect condition. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. And then from that week, I received almost, I don't know how many phone calls of babies dying in the womb. Sometimes think when some bad stuff or ugly stuff is happening, you think that it's I'm alone, not knowing that it's a wave coming. The believers, the Christian, has to open their eyes and see what of the window is opened. How can we close that window? Once you close that window, everybody started experiencing the breakthrough. And then we started seeing the breakthrough. February, March was the wave of heart attacks. Many people calling from the heart attack. And we declare, we say, okay, we close that window of heart attack. If it's family issues and struggle at work or what, we close that window. No more heart attack healing. Everybody's getting healed from heart attack. May to June, the people struggling financial everywhere. Financial issue. So we say, okay, let's close that window. We close that window. Hey, I got a job. Hey, I got a breakthrough. Hey, I got a job. Hey, I got this. And everybody, the people finding money here, the people being called and all kind of that stuff. It's a wave by wave by wave. We as a children, we have to understand which window is opened, we close it, and what window we're going to open. Yo, thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Abba Father. We are just about to pray right now. Thank you, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you splendor. In Jesus' name. Number three, how to host the angels. You may have some of the stuff. Is be hospitable. Be hospitable. Learn to accommodate other person in your life. Relationship is more greater than the hard working. Abraham, he received the angel by what? Being hospitable. I know that this is very difficult for some of us in many areas. You are going to receive angels. So you need to be hospitable. Abraham saw three men walking there. He said, no, I'm going to chase them. Please come to my house. Come to my house. So if you are having difficult to be hospitable towards your wife, towards your husband, how are you going to receive the angels? Be hospitable. This means learn to forgive quickly. Don't take offense easily. Because once you take offense, you won't see who is the angel, who is not angel. Angel speaks and the Holy Spirit speaks also. Let me tell you what is the difference. The difference is this. The Holy Spirit speaks from inside. Angels speak from outside. They speak through people. That is how angel speaks. That is how the angel ministers. They minister through people. Holy Spirit is minister from inside. That idea that comes and gives you peace of mind. That is the Holy Spirit. And we go for it. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Abba Father. The angels of God, they encamp on all the children of God. They encamp. They make a camp. There is a scripture, but the one that spoke there on that scripture in Job 1:10 is the devil speaking. I don't know why they wrote that passage. And because God was speaking, said, did you saw my son out there as you were going? He said, yes, I saw it. But the problem that I see is that he's well protected. You put your hedge around him. That was the hedge of angels. Your hand is upon him, that your blessing is upon him. What is a blessing? Blessing is God adding himself to you. So because of all this, it is hard to reach to him. That is how much God loves us. 1,000 will fall on your left, 10,000 will fall on your right. Who is going to do the work? The ministering angels. Wow, that is good. That is wonderful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. I want to just pray special for someone here. It's feeling like you miss something. You don't know what is this, but you feel like you miss something. Can I pray for you right now? Anyone that you are feeling right now that you are missing, you miss something. I don't know when, I don't know how, but you feel somewhere, but I miss something. Stretch up your hand. I want to thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now to your children. Whatever they feel like they miss something somewhere, I pray for a full recover. Recover it. Cover it. Overtake and recover. Overtake and recover. The overtaking and recovering anointing right now. In the name of Jesus. Overtaking and recovering right now. In the name of Jesus. Overtaking and recovering right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it into your life. Receive it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Father, if there is anyone here that has gripped the spiritual offense anyway towards God, I speak right now forgiveness. Anyone that gripped the spiritual offense and say, why God touched that person? Why God you blessed that person and not me? And then from there you begin walking in that spiritual offense. I release you right now. In the name of Jesus, God remain faithful. You just have to enjoy the faithfulness of the Lord. Enjoy the faithfulness of the Lord right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, King. So can we stand? Stretch out your hand and say with me, I receive the angels of God. I receive thousands upon 10,000s of angels of God for my house, for my life, for my job, for everywhere where I go. In the name of Jesus, ministering angels, minister to me in everything, in the provision, in a healing and a restoration, minister to me in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Supraiser. Amen. Yep. While he was speaking, I just want to read this over us because I feel like the Lord's wanting to adjust even me. Says in 1 Corinthians 2, says, when I came to you, I didn't come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. I feel like I'm not saying that anything derogatory towards what Supraise has done or hasn't done. The emphasis is what I feel like is happening is in the Spirit, is that the emphasis would be on the power of God. In that same chapter, but a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. And I feel like that. And I said this at first service, and it was completely different, different message. But I feel like that what the Lord would do is the Lord is wanting to tear down this thing in us where we have to understand before we accept. It's like I can't go anywhere until I understand why or where or what, and that is an idol. That thing has got to come down. And so if you would, I just want to lead us in a prayer, and myself included, but I want us, basically all we can do is repent. You can't fix it. You can't do anything. The only thing we can do is go, yep, that's me. I repent. And as we repent, help comes. And so, Father, I just ask, Lord, on behalf of myself, that's the only one that I can ask for. Lord, I want to just confess this natural way of thinking, Lord, as an impediment to what you're wanting to reveal from the spirit realm and from your Holy Spirit and from your throne, from the throne of grace. Lord, on this day, August the 26th, 2018, I confess this as sin, and I ask for the angels that are recording right now, that you would record that we, Lord, as leader of this house, Lord, I just confess that as sin. And I ask, Lord, for help. We ask, Lord, we repent of the way that we've been thinking. And Lord, we position ourselves to be taught anew by you. God, forgive us of our arrogance. Forgive us, Lord, of the structures of thought that we have built up, Lord, and called them, whatever we've called them, it's been according to the wisdom of man. We ask, Lord, for this day that the angels that have been stationed around this house that have been here for 12 years would be activated in every person's life. And I ask, Father, that every thought that would raise itself up against the knowledge of God would be torn down in Jesus' name. We thank you that you hear us. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the day of change. This is the day that we begin to change. This is the day that you begin to help us. You're such an incredible teacher. You're such an incredible communicator. Far be it from us, Lord, that we would have singled ourselves out as being that person who was somehow omitted from your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, for our eyes to be open, for our ears to be open, that we would see things new. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Will you see it? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you so much.